Okay. So, you know how everyone's always talking about business culture and CRM? Well, we're going deeper than just like the buzzwords today. We're going to actually try to figure out why some companies, they really nail it with their CRM and others just completely face plant. And you sent over two really interesting sources for this. We have some excerpts from this business resource all about like FAQs about this whole connection. And then we have a blog post from Lumens. Those guys, they really know their stuff when it comes to CRM.
Yeah, they do. They implement CRMs all the time.
So what's the mission for today's deep dive?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. You want to know how your company's culture can actually impact, whether your CRM project is a success or a failure.
Exactly. You want to avoid those pitfalls.
Yeah, for sure. And what's super interesting to me is how often it's not even the technology that's the problem.
Oh, interesting.
It's really about whether the company's way of doing things, like how they already work, matches what the CRM is trying to do.
Okay. That makes sense. So let's start with the basics then. Like when we say business culture in this whole CRM world, what are we even talking about? It's not just like, having ping pong tables and free snacks in the office, is it?
Oh, definitely not. Although those things are nice.
Yeah, they're perks.
The business resource that you shared, it actually talks about two really important parts of this.
Okay.
First, it's about the values that are driving the company. So things like, are they encouraging high performance? Are they open to new ideas? Do they value everyone's contributions? Things like that.
Yeah, the overall vibe.
Yeah, exactly. But then here's where it gets kind of interesting.
Okay.
They also talk about skills and knowledge, especially for your sales and marketing teams.
Right.
Because think about it. You can have the most supportive, awesome environment,
Yeah.
but if your team doesn't know how to close deals, if they don't know how to manage client relationships, even the best CRM in the world isn't going to fix that.
So it's kind of like the culture is the stage, but you still need the actors to know their lines.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, Lumen, they add another layer to this, which I think is really insightful.
Okay.
They emphasize how a company's internal operations play a huge role, too.
What do you mean by that?
Like, how do meetings work at your company? How do you guys decide on budgets? What tools are people already using?
Yeah.
All of those things can impact how receptive a company is going to be to a new CRM system.
So if your company is used to, making decisions really fast, but then the CRM requires tons of approvals for everything, that's going to be a problem.
Exactly. That mismatch between how things are done and how the CRM expects them to be done, that can be a major roadblock.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're starting to see how culture isn't just this, fluffy feel-good thing. It actually has real practical implications for CRM. So what are some of the risks if we just ignore this and try to like shoehorn a CRM into a company that just isn't ready for it?
Well, the source material you sent, it actually talks about some pretty serious consequences.
Like what?
Think about like reduced sales performance, ineffective account management. You could even damage relationships with your customer.
Oh wow, that's the opposite of what we want.
All the things you were hoping the CRM would help you improve, they could actually get worse.
Ouch.
And, Lumen, because they work with tons of companies, they point out something really interesting. When there's this mismatch, employees often become the workaround.
What do you mean?
They start creating these side systems and manual processes to kind of bridge the gap between how they need to work and what the CRM allows.
So instead of the CRM making things more efficient, it's actually creating more work and inconsistencies.
And that can lead to a ton of frustration, errors, lost data. It just undermines the whole purpose of even having a CRM in the first place.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Sure.
Couldn't you argue that sometimes the CRM could be a driver for positive cultural change? Like maybe it forces a company to get more organized or adopt better processes.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think in some cases that's definitely possible.
Okay.
But I think it's important to distinguish between using a CRM as a catalyst for improvement, to kind of nudge things along,
Yeah.
and expecting it to single-handedly overhaul like a deeply ingrained culture.
So you're saying it's more about alignment than transformation.
The CRM can definitely be a tool for change, but it's so much more effective when it's working with the existing culture, not fighting against it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So how do we make sure we're setting ourselves up for success? It seems like choosing the right consultant is a big part of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Choosing the right consultant is a big part of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Both of the sources that you sent over actually highlight the need for consultants who really get business culture, mm-hmm. not just the technical stuff, you know?
Right.
The FAQ resource actually uses the term business acumen, which I think basically means they understand how companies work, like what their goals are, how they make decisions.
So they need to be able to, like, read the room,
yeah.
see if the company's values and how they work will clash with the CRM.
Yeah, exactly. And Lumen, the CRM implementation company from that blog post,
yeah,
they actually take this even further.
Oh, really?
They actually make understanding the company culture like a core part of their process.
Huh. Interesting.
It's not just an afterthought for them.
So it's like baked in.
Yeah, it's like step one.
I like that.
Oh.
So Lumen, they have these three questions that they recommend asking potential CRM consultants, right?
Yeah.
Just to see if they get this whole culture thing.
Right.
The first one is your business culture clearly understood and can it be translated to a business process?
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but it's a really smart question because it forces the consultant to show that they understand how culture and process are connected, right?
Okay.
And they have to explain how that works for your company specifically.
Not just in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, makes sense. Question number two is, does your CRM consultant have the ability to understand your business culture?
Yeah.
What's the thinking behind that one?
I think it's about making sure you're not getting like a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
You want a consultant who's genuinely interested in how your company does things.
Yeah.
And can adapt, you know?
So they're not just trying to like jam you into their pre-existing mold.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that.
And the final culture Lumen recommends is, this one's a little different. Has your CRM consultant achieved significant business success outside the CRM?
Right.
This one seems kind of out there. Why is that important?
Because you don't just want a tech whiz, right?
Yeah.
You want someone who understands how businesses succeed in general.
Okay.
Someone who's seen firsthand how different factors, including culture, contribute to that success.
So they've been in the trenches. They've yeah. seen what works, what doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that. So it's like they bring all that experience to the table.
Oh, exactly. And I think this really highlights why Lumen stands out. They're not just focused on like the technical setup of the CRM.
Yeah.
They're thinking about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
How it all fits into your company's strategy, their culture.
Okay, I'm starting to see why taking this culture-first approach can really make a difference. But let's get practical for a second.
Okay.
What are some things our listener can do right now to figure out if their company's culture is even ready for a CRM?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they even start?
That's a great question. And it's where things get really interesting because there isn't like a one-size-fits-all answer. It's about looking inward, asking some tough questions about your company.
Okay, like what?
Like, how does your company handle change?
Okay.
Are people generally open to new processes, new technology?
So if every time you try to implement something new, everyone just like digs in your heels.
Yeah.
That could be a red flag.
It could be. It's not necessarily a deal breaker, but it's definitely something to be aware of.
Right.
And to, you know, address proactively.
Yeah, for sure. What else?
Another thing to consider is how decisions are made in your company.
Okay.
Is it top down or is there more collaboration? Input from different levels?
Because if the CRM requires buy-in from different teams, but decisions are always made in a silo, that could be a problem.
Exactly.
Okay.
And think about communication styles too.
Yeah.
Is information freely shared or are things kept kind of close to the vest? How do teams typically collaborate?
All of these things can impact how well the CRM is adopted.
Absolutely. Because the CRM isn't just software, right? Mm. It's a tool that's going to be used by real people with their own habits, preferences, ways of working.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So understanding those dynamics is crucial.
Okay. This is all super helpful.
Right.
But I imagine some people listening might be thinking, this all sounds great in theory, but what if our culture isn't perfect?
Yeah.
Does that mean we're doomed to fail with CRM?
Uh-huh.
What would you say to that? What if our culture isn't perfect? Does that mean we're doomed to fail with CRM? What would you say to that?
Oh, I would say absolutely not. It's not about having like this perfect culture, because honestly, who does?
Right.
It's more about being aware of your strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
And then choosing a CRM and an implementation strategy that aligns with them.
So it's about working with what you've got.
Yeah.
Not trying to become like this idealized version of a company.
Exactly. And, you know, culture isn't this like fixed thing.
Yeah, it can change.
It evolves over time. So even if there are some areas that need a little work, you know? Mm-hmm. Implementing a CRM can actually be an opportunity to improve them.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. It's like instead of seeing the CRM as this threat to the culture, you can view it as a tool for like shaping it.
Precisely. But that takes being intentional about it.
Right.
You need to involve people from different parts of the company in the process, get their feedback, address their concerns.
Yeah, make sure everyone's on board.
Exactly. Make sure everyone understands the why.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about bringing people along on the journey.
Exactly. And that brings us right back to why choosing the right consultant is so important.
Yeah.
You want someone who gets this human element.
The people side of things.
Yes. Yeah. Someone who can help you navigate that cultural landscape and ensure a smooth transition.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
What are the key takeaways? What do you want our listener to walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, understanding your business culture is critical for CRM success. It's not just about the software.
Right.
It's about the people, how they work, how decisions are made, what values are driving the company.
And ignoring those things can lead to some, you know, some pretty bad consequences. Like you said, decreased sales, frustrated employees.
Yep.
And a CRM that's just sitting there collecting dust instead of collecting data.
Right. But the good news is taking the time to assess your culture, choosing the right CRM, finding a consultant who gets it that can unlock some incredible benefits.
Okay, give us the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like what kind of benefits?
Think about it. Increased sales performance, stronger customer relationships, more efficient processes. You could even have a team that actually enjoys using the CRM.
Wow, now who wouldn't want that?
Right, it's a win-win for everyone.
Totally.
And you know, I think the most important takeaway is this. CRM success isn't just about the technology, it's about the people.
Love it. So to wrap things up, we've learned that business culture plays a huge role in CRM implementation.
Absolutely.
And we've seen how understanding your culture, choosing the right CRM, finding a consultant who gets it, all of that can really set you up for success.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as a final thought for our listeners, what steps can you take right now to assess your company culture and start preparing for a successful CRM implementation?
Yeah, that's a great question to think about. And remember, we're here to help. If you have any experiences, any questions you want to share, reach out. We're always happy to hear from you.
Because ultimately, the more we understand about the human side of CRM, the better equipped we'll be to really unlock its full potential.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into business culture and CRM. Until next time, keep learning and keep growing.